unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Serving as my text will be Isaiah 40, our Old Testament reading. As we continue to read through the Bible together, we find ourselves right in the middle of Isaiah. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's over. It's done. It's deader than a doornail, a lost cause. Throw in the towel. Sayonara, baby. Mighty Casey has struck out. Fat lady has sung. Well, that's what Israel thought. That's what Israel thought during the dark days of the Babylonian exile. Our text has 8th century Isaiah positioning himself to speak to the 6th century lost cause. You see, already in the 8th century, Isaiah knew that the days were coming when Israel would have no temple, no Jerusalem, no Davidic king, no annual pilgrimage feast, no commercial or political significance, no hope. Mighty Casey will strike out, or use Israel's favorite, by the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. To those who had thrown in the towel, the prophet proclaims compassion, tenderness, comfort. In fact, our reading is framed with means of comfort, like bookends. There's comfort in the beginning and there's comfort in the end. In the beginning, Isaiah 40, verse 1, Nakamu, Nakamu, comfort, comfort. The use of the repetition is a Hebraic way of driving home the point. In Isaiah alone, we have, among others, fallen, fallen is Babylon. Awake, awake, O Zion. Build up, prepare the road. And then that classic threefold, holy, holy, holy. And then God calls us, Ami, my people. There is this, no more this scornful, this people of Isaiah 6, verse 9, but my people. Remember how God talked about us at the call of Isaiah? And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, here am I, send me. And he said, go and say to this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Here in Isaiah 40, the word explodes with comfort. I will be your God, and you will be my people. Comfort in the beginning, and like bookends, it ends with comfort. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Our reading ends with a description of a shepherd. And the idea of a shepherd drives us to the conviction that all this compassion, all this tenderness, all this comfort was needed. Because the exiles and their forefathers had been like sheep. Now, sheep are not intimidating creatures. We have the St. Louis Rams, the Detroit Lions, the Denver Broncos, the Atlanta Falcons, the Chicago Bears, and I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, but there will never, ever be an NFL expansion team called the Los Angeles Lambs or the San Antonio Sheep. What would the cheerleader say? Fleece some, bah, bah, bah. Sheep are not intimidating creatures. Truth be told, sheep are dumb. They graze on the same hills until those hills are desert wastes. Sheep bend down to drink water from a pond, and they get too close, and their wool soaks up the water, which causes them to fall in. and drown. We're not like that, are we? Sheep are dirty. Their wool is like a magnet, and it attracts mud, manure, maggots. Comes caked with dirt, disease, and decay. Sheep absorb every particle of filth in the atmosphere. Now, we're not like that, are we? Sheep are defenseless. They turn over on their back to get rest, and then they can't get up. Canines, coyotes, cougars all know that a cast sheep is a sitting duck. We're not like that, are we? Israel had been just like that. So it was sayonara, baby. Nebuchadnezzar did it, aided by Nebuzaradan. The towel was thrown in 587 BC, all because they had been like sheep. Dumb. Isaiah 1. The ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Dirty. Isaiah 64. All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous acts are like filthy rags. And defenseless. Isaiah 1. From the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness, only wounds and welts and open sores. We're not like that. Hear the word of the Lord, Isaiah 53:6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the result? By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. You and I are living testimonies to lost causes, of being deader than a doornail, exiled. We are. So far from our Father's will and ways, so far from bearing each other's pains and burdens, so far from spouses, children, sisters, brothers. No doubt Mighty Casey has struck out. So what's a shepherd to do? One option, to become a lamb, but not any ordinary. A virgin will conceive, and she will bear a son, and his name shall be Emmanuel, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. No ordinary lamb. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. No green pastures, rather spit and blood are caked on his cheeks. No quiet waters, in fact, no water at all. His lips are cracked and swollen. His throat is parched from the hot, beating sun. There is no rod, no staff, no comfort. The cup overflows, all right. He drinks from the cup of fury. He drinks from the cup of wrath of God Almighty. Surely goodness and mercy have been twisted and perverted in a most inhumane way. Have we been there? We would have surely said that Jesus was deader than a doornail, a lost cause the fat lady has sung. But Isaiah 40, verse 8, the word of our God stands forever. The word stands when Israel burst forth from Babylon. The word stands when the babe burst forth from Bethlehem. And climatically, after 3 days, the word stands when Jesus burst forth from Joseph's tomb. Nakamu, Nakamu, Ami. Comfort, comfort, my people. You see, that's what the shepherd does. When I am lost and exiled, he leaves the 99 and he runs after me. When I'm confused by the voices of demons and devils, he calls me by name, and I know his voice. And when I am dirty and full of filth. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. There is a shepherd who gathers me in his arms until I am better, who holds me until I can live with the hurt, and who carries me close to his heart forever. Dirty, dumb, defenseless, we are like that, aren't we? But one more thought. Dumb, dirty, defenseless, and delivered. The Good Shepherd freely, lovingly died for us, for you, for me, for the whole world. And he lives. He lives in order to deliver compassion, tenderness, and comfort. Like bookings throughout our lives, in the beginning, all the way through, and comfort at the end of life. You know, it is an awfully good thing that I am Jesus' little lamb. Amen. Please rise and let us sing, "I Am Jesus' Little Lamb."